Longtime teachers have new incentives to keep their jobs. New research has bad news for the state of children in Oklahoma. And it's time again for the Dead Center Film Festival in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 11th. I'm Deborah Shar. Governor Kevin Stitt has signed two highly anticipated teacher retention bills into law. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on what's coming for Oklahoma's veteran teachers.
House Bill 1727 by Clinton Republican Anthony Moore opens eligibility to the state's tuition scholarship program, OLAP, to teachers who have taught in Oklahoma schools for at least 10 years and have an annual income of up to 700% of the federal poverty level. House Bill 1087 by Amber Republican Dick Lowe allows teachers to receive step raises for 10 additional years of service. Previously, step raises stopped after 25 years. Edmond teacher and Oklahoma education advocate Jamie Jackson Cole says this legislative session was disappointing overall, but considers the two bills a victory.
I think that this is going to help. I will definitely take these two wins for right now, for sure.
Both bills go into effect before the next school year. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A new national report ranked Oklahoma 46th for the third consecutive year in overall child well-being. State Impact's Julian Taylor has more on the findings.
The Kids Count data book is published annually by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Oklahoma surpassed only Nevada, Mississippi, Louisiana, and New Mexico, placing 40th in economic well-being and family and community, 43rd in health, and 48th in education. Among individual indicators, the state saw gains, with a smaller teen birth rate and fewer children without insurance. But it also reported various declines, especially in education, with fewer high school students graduating on time and more eighth graders who were not proficient in math. The Oklahoma Policy Institute, which serves as a partner for the Casey Foundation, is encouraging lawmakers to unite across party lines and use the report's findings to respond with initiatives that invest in young people. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals tips off tonight in Indianapolis as the Oklahoma City Thunder try to take back home court advantage from the Indiana Pacers. Ryan LaCroix reports.
While OKC has controlled most of the first two games, the series is tied at one game apiece, thanks to Tyrese Halliburton's last-second heroics in Game 1. So the Thunder must win at least one game on the road in order to have a path to win the NBA title. Their first shot comes tonight, where Thunder coach Mark Daigneault says he expects the Pacers to ramp up their physicality and pressure.
That's one thing we have to be ready for coming in here, is understanding they're going to play with a lot of energy. They play very well here. They play very comfortable here. And we've got to level up to that if we want to give ourselves a chance to compete.
One thing the Thunder have to overcome is recent history. The Pacers haven't lost back-to-back games in 3 months. Tip-off for tonight's game is set for 7:30 and can be seen on ABC. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
The 25th annual Dead Center Film Festival starts today. Sarah Lisi spoke to one indigenous filmmaker set to screen his comedic short about attending a powwow as a 90s kid.
Joey Clift is an enrolled member of the Cowlitz tribe. He's also a comedian and has written for shows like Molly of Denali and Looney Tunes. He says he's trying to tell stories that he wishes his younger self had access to, including his latest film, Pow.
As I was a kid, learning that maybe me being good at Mario Kart 64 isn't as important as the culture of my people. And I think that for me, it's like learning that just being there is what counts.
Pow is an 8-minute short that people of all ages can laugh at and learn from. But it's also something Clift hopes Native folks can be proud of because of the thoughtful and accurate representation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Pow screens at Harkins Theaters in Bricktown on Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.